This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. That was a brand new single from the Mammals. It's called Unpopular Ideas. And joining us now live in the studio is, well, founding members of the Mammals and the founders of the Hoot, Mike and Ruthie. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
It's great to have you guys here. How you been?
Been all right.
Yeah. Doing fun. Winter in the Hudson Valley, you know.
Fun to cross the river and see ya.
Yeah. Well, I've said it before, and I'm proud to have you guys in the studio. You are the most frequent guests on the Up and Running Morning Show, historically speaking.
All right.
So thank you again for being here. And
it's a biannual thing, I guess.
At the top of our Wikipedia page, if we've done nothing else in life.
Most appearances ever on the Up and Running Morning Show with Rick. Well, I was at the first Winter Hoot, and it was a blast. And the memories I have from that first event carry on year after year after year. And they get repeated, which includes the ice sculpture, square dancing, and some of the finest music, band after band after artist after artist, ending with the amazing square dance phenomenon. So I've laughed, I've cried, I've been turned on to amazing acts, including some world acts that were just out of this world. And, well, the Mammals. And it's great to see the Mammals in this amazing setting at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge. Now, you guys are, you're proud of the event, and you have welcomed everyone to come, which I think is a noble move. So you're not returning or turning away, I should say, anyone when they come to the door, regardless of their financial prowess, which is really cool. So you could be on a very low budget and in need of entertainment, and please come to the Hoot. Tell the folks all about your sliding scale.
Sure. It's a pretty unique thing as music festivals go. That you can just come to the Hoot. We just want you to come to the Hoot, the Summer Hoot, the Winter Hoot. They're both at the Ashokan Center, which is a nonprofit. These events were developed as fundraisers and awareness builders for the Ashokan Center and the amazing performers and artists and people who contribute to the festival. But the main point is to actually do the festival and to reach the people. So if people can't come to it, then it doesn't really work. You know, the first goal is to have people have a shared experience in nature related to music and community. And as I always say, there's a lot of really crappy things that human beings do on occasion. And we like to sort of celebrate and show all the awesome things that human beings do as well.
Now,
and
one
do
of
them
those,
all.
Yeah, one of those awesome things that I watched, because I wasn't a part of it, I thought it was amazing, is the instrument petting zoo, which is a blast. So my little one, Eva, she was six at the time, like 2 years back, came in and was the conductor.
Awesome.
And it was kind of amazing. There was like somebody's dad on guitar.
Yeah.
There was a kid playing blocks that moved around and you can hit them and they made sounds. So Eva started to conduct the kid playing the blocks, the dad, no, you start. No, you play. And then she picked up like some tambourine and was jamming along. And before you know it, it was the world's greatest cacophony.
Yes.
And I loved every second. I took pictures. The dad was smiling, playing guitar off rhythm on purpose. It was great.
Yeah.
But that's the joy of the Hoot.
It's, correct.
You know, she saw what was happening and went over and gravitated towards it and just started picking things up. You know, she had like a little banjo for a little while and was frustrated. I think she said, this is out of tune.
Yeah, well, it'll remain that way for the rest of our lives.
And she put it down. So, but that is a cool aspect of the Winter Hoot. And it's families getting together, having a great time. And it really beats the sad feeling, the seasonal depression that people have. And, well, I just announced that this whole weekend is going to be sunny, which is going to be a rarity and great.
Awesome. Yeah. Haven't seen the sun in a while. And even though we do the hoots, we started them as a fundraiser for Ashokan. As your dad pointed out, they don't always raise funds, but he calls them friend raisers. And there's a beautiful flow where in the earlier part of the day, there's more kids programming. There's a kids zone. There's a family dance. There's a kids act starting at 11, goes into the family dance. But then as the day sort of evolves, it sort of transitions into more of an all ages event. And there's a real natural flow that occurs at the Winter Hoot in particular, where it's just kids running around all day. And then as you know, it gets to be dusky, 5 p.m., a lot of families go home, and then sort of the night crowd comes in.
Yeah. And if you do have kids with you, there's stuff going on in the kids zone. There, if it's beautiful out, you can go on a hike. There's a 10 a.m. guided hike on Saturday. There's all sorts of stuff going on in the evening. We're really excited. Lau Noah, who plays classical guitar and sings, she has just a completely unique style all her own. Mm. And she's Spanish, like from Spain, Catalan, Spain. But she lives, I think, in New York and travels the world and is really a rising star. She's playing, filling the music hall with her beautiful sound. I cannot wait. Mm. Also, Michaela Davis plays the harp and fronts essentially like a genre, non-specific indie folk type band. So there's a lot of real beauty coming to the forefront. Yeah,
Michaela Davis is like an angel.
She is.
She's beautiful. She plays the harp like an angel.
Yeah.
But the band is kind of fierce.
Yeah,
they can stretch out. They can jam. The guitar player is fantastic. Mm, they weave the harp with a wah-wah into things, and it's just
harps and
really
pedal boards
cool.
And pedal steels and mandolins, and that's going to be really beautiful. Especially, you mentioned Ashokan Center, but that hall really gets to shine at the Winter Hoot in particular. It doesn't really get used much at the Summer Hoot, but it's sort of like the fifth Beatle. Like the place itself adds a lot of magic to the experience.
It does. Yeah,
it does. There's a lot of wood and tapestries, quilts hanging up and absorbing sound, as well as adding a good down-home feel.
Mm-hmm. And after we play, as you know, there's the rowdy late-night square dance, which is no experience necessary.
Kids of all ages.
Yeah, exactly. And adult kids, for sure. I mean, I grew up at the Ashokan Center. My dad has run music and dance camps there since I was a kid. And I grew up watching adults do just wacky stuff and have a really good time. And I think it's important for adults to have fun.
Now, I didn't know about the square dance and the power of the square dance. I thought about it and I've seen it before and I've watched it, but it took a hoot and one of these late night hoots where the adults get loose to participate. And I was hanging out with my friend Eric and we were chilling and these two lovely ladies came up and said, "Hey, you guys are just standing there." And I think they were equally as inebriated. And they said, "Well, would you like to be our partners? Because then we could be a four." And we were like, "Okay." And before you know it, we were just ruining everything. Just totally.
And having the time of your life.
Yeah, we were having the best time. And the lovely fours around us were kind of kindly instructing us. And, no. Do this. No, do that. And we're laughing, falling over each other, all four of us. And finally, Kristen Andreasen, the caller at the time, yelled at us, "You in the back, stop what you're doing." And we were like, "Us?" It was almost like a spotlight from heaven came down. And we almost fell all on top of each other. And we're like, "Oh, no, they know we suck."
But did she set you straight?
She tried the best she could and said, "No, this is what you do around each other. Okay, arm in arm, and then this, and then together. Then you go around each other." And then she told us exactly what to do. And the lovely people around us tried to instruct us the best they can. We were just stubborn. We just couldn't get it. And we just decided that we sucked and we'll just suck in the back. And they kept going until that part where you put your hands together and the people run through the thing.
Yeah.
That was where the girls we were with really shined. "We got this." And they took off and ran down the thing. And there was much high-fiving.
It's kind of
that.
A little bit like life, Rick. You know, you latch onto the moments that you can nail and you just have a really good time the rest of the time if you can.
Yeah. And give it 100%, the best you can. And if you fail, well, you learn something. And I did. I know that I'll never be a good square dancer, but the people who do it, and the range of this blew my mind. They were serious. Like, they were dressed up, ready, waited all day for the square dance. Mm-hmm. Which kind of blew my mind.
Well,
if anybody
wants to jump in, you know, that was many years back when Kristen was calling. Megan Downs is calling, and she, what many callers will do is the first few dances are the easiest and the most repetitive, and then as it goes on, it gets harder. So if you're thinking you might wait a few, it's just getting harder. So do the first one, then, you know, then get a drink of water, then think about, you know, the next one.
Don't be like me and get yelled at.
And no yelling will occur. And then after the dance, there is a beautiful late night kind of after party set by Story Littleton happening late night. Late night at the Hoot after the dance is usually something really out there and bizarre, or something really beautiful and kind of that you want to snuggle up to. So it's, we're going with the latter here. She's got a 4-piece band. She's singing her original songs. And of course, you know, Story has been to so many Hoots, just being, you know, either dragged there by her parents or performing with them. But she, I relate to that origin story. And we're really excited to get to hire Story to play her songs. And
her parents, of course, are Elizabeth Mitchell and Daniel Littleton, who I'm sure Hudson Valley music listeners know and love.
Yeah, and I was just looking through some old Hoot photos and seeing our kids and Story and all the other kids looking small at the other Hoots. But time goes by and talents build and grow, and we're really excited.
And Willie, I remember when he was born and visited the station for his first time. He was this big. And now he's like a grown man.
He just turned 16 and has his learner's permit already. So yes, he's big.
Man, oh man. And plays the bass. And
yeah, he'll be playing bass for the square dance, actually. So
sweet.
Yeah, he just segued to upright bass recently. He was going to play upright on a couple of tunes at this show with Jay and Molly. And when we got down to the gig in New Jersey, we realized we actually hadn't put the electric bass in the car. So he had to play upright on the whole gig. And now he plays upright bass.
Well, is Molly playing guitar then?
Yeah. Oh, she generally plays guitar in their shows.
So. Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. And speaking of Jay and Molly, so all the stuff we've rattled on about has been Saturday festivities.
Yeah.
But for the first time ever, Friday has been sort of a... We've done different approaches to how to program Friday night. Often it's been like dinner and a documentary followed by a panel discussion or something like that. But this time, this year, Jay and Molly, Janger and Molly Mason, will be playing their first ever evening concert at the Ashokan Center, which is comical because they've played there hundreds of times over the years, and they've played every Hoot usually in the afternoon or something, or maybe closing Sunday afternoon at the Summer Hoot. But this is their first concert set Friday evening at a Hoot, and we're really looking forward to that.
They're going to be joined by friends tomorrow night.
Friends and family will certainly join, but that's going to be a beautiful, like, proper 75-minute set by Jay and Molly.
Exactly. And we have a locally sourced organic dinner at 6 if you want to come early for that. And then the show's Jay and Molly at 7:30. Please reserve in advance if you want that dinner so we know how much food to make.
And speaking of food, Chef Bill?
Yeah,
Chef awesome. Bill. He'll be there making food.
Yes, absolutely.
A meat and the veggie oasis will be on hand as well. So you'll have different flavors from around the world that will be absolutely satisfying.
That's right. The food Friday, you reserve in advance for that dinner, but Saturday it's just vended festival style, so in the dining hall you can sample what's happening there. Even Velvet Moon is vending this year. They're specialty coffee vendor.
Nice.
So you can get your fancy bevies.
And do you have, and I must ask this for the people who want to know, alcoholic beverages available?
Yeah, the bar opens, I think, around 5 both nights, and local beer, cider, and wine is there for you.
How cool.
Yeah, so we have it all.
You can get it all at the Hoot.
Exactly.
So it is a great event, and I highly encourage everyone to come to the Hoot if you're listening. Visit hoot.love. You could check out the schedule, the lineup, see the faces of the people who are playing, and then you'll see them at the Hoot and be familiar. So we're really excited. It's a great lineup, And again, most of the music, aside from Jay and Molly on Friday night, is happening Saturday. On Sunday, you have a little wake and bake with the people, a little yoga, a little coffee. And...
Yeah, we're going to wake up with a yoga session, which is wonderful. Sarah Trapani, who is the former owner of Big Sky Yoga, and a wonderful yoga teacher and our director of development at the Ashokan Center.
Cool.
She's going to lead us in a all levels class. And then there's the sing from 10 to 12, which is one of my favorite winter traditions. Everyone who slept over Saturday night at the Hoot is just in a huge circle singing along. So it's classic folk songs, anything from, you know, You Are My Sunshine to what was the one we did at New Year's that you actually finally learned that John Denver.
Country Roads.
Everybody loves Country Roads, and we finally know all the chords, even the bridge. And you know, so anything, you know, anything goes. If you know the words and if somebody knows the chords, we'll sing it. And that's a whole lot of fun. A great representation of the good, positive things that human beings can do together.
And maybe a good You Ain't Going Nowhere sing-along.
Oh, sure.
Exactly.
On Sunday.
Yes.
Right after yoga. We'll set you on your way home through the hills of the beautiful setting of the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge. You go past the reservoir on your way home, and you'll feel good with an ear-to-ear smile. So folks can stay from Friday to Sunday. Tell
Absolutely.
Them about that.
Yeah, we have a few bunks left. The early birds and the night owls is what we call the two wings of the longhouse for this weekend. And that's just a gentle advisory to be kind to people when you come in at night or when you wake up in the morning. But it's a shared sort of dorm style room with very comfy bunks. It's BYO towels, toiletries, and linens. And it's really nice. So it's a fun way to stay on site and get to wake up right where all the action is. And yeah, we also have private rooms on site, but those sell out real quick. So those are gone. But next winter hoot, you know, hop on it early if you want one of those.
Be an early bird. And well, Unpopular Ideas, a new song that you put out as a single. Do you have a full length in mind or anything like that? Or you're just enjoying putting out singles?
Thanks for asking. I have nothing against singles, but I think probably like you, Rick, I'm an album guy. I like albums. I feel like not just, I think it's satisfying to sort of create that amount of work, and it marks a moment in time for an artist, you know, an era. And that's how we've always worked. But the last few years have been so crazy that we just decided to roll some singles out. So I think we recorded 5 or 6 of them over the last 12, 18
put out
months.
Two.
We've put out 2 so far, and there's a few more we may roll out. But it is working towards an album, but in sort of a roundabout way. Mm. This month, actually, now that we're in February, we're going to try and spend what we were doing, because Ruthie now works at the Ashokan Center. It was harder and harder to find like consecutive days to just hole up in the studio. Mm. So we would record once a week. Yeah. We did like 6 weeks in a row every Thursday, which is sort of an unusual way to approach an album, but it was a great way to approach singles because we could basically record a song a day. Mm. Now, you know, some of the finishing work and the publicity, it's not like a song comes out every week. That's for sure. We've done 2 so far, Families and Unpopular Ideas. But I think this month I would like to try and get a critical mass, maybe get 9 or 10 songs finished and have an album hopefully by this time next year.
Well, cool. Folks can still pick up Nonette.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. We're so proud of Nonette, too, that we're riding on its coattails as long as we're able to.
Well, keep up the good work. Knock 'em dead at the Hoot. Spread the family love.
Thanks,
enjoy Rick. Around. And as your commercial says, unending supplies of joy will be at the Hoot. Something to that effect. And I agree.
Awesome.
Be joyful and have fun at the Hoot this weekend, starting tomorrow. You guys want to play a tune?
Sure.
We we'd harken back to a 2015 album called Bright As You Can that came out as Mike and Ruthie. And the song Simple and Sober is something that's become something of a Hoot staple. Audiences often sing along to some of our songs, but usually the chorus or the most accessible part of a song. This particular song, they sing every dang word. And I've never really experienced that before for our catalog. So we do it every hoot, and it's a really special part of every set. Oh, I also wanted to mention before we wrap, our 2021 Summer Hoot set was filmed and recorded. And a lot of our shows are filmed and recorded, but it's hard to catch lightning in a bottle, right, Rick?
Yeah.
A lot of times with a live show, you know, you had to be there to experience that magic. But
it's
this
the one that got away.
Exactly. Or your best show wasn't recorded or all this. Yeah. But the stars really aligned for that 2021 Summer Hoot set. The world was still so weird. We didn't even know if we could do the festival, but we did. We forged ahead. It was great. And I'm going to release that, I think, today on our Patreon page.
Cool.
Which you can join at any level. You know, it's a monthly subscription to support our work. And there's a beautiful version of Simple and Sober in that set, which we've been sharing a little clip of on the socials in promotion of this weekend's Winter Hoop. I thought we'd do Simple and Sober.
Awesome.
Thanks for being here. Yeah. Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals and founders of the Hoot. Hoot.love for all the information you need. And bring everyone you know, and I'll see you there.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Keeping my own nose.
Simple and Sober. The Mammals live 98.1 KZE. Don't miss the Winter Hoot. Starting tomorrow, what time does it kick off?
6 p.m. dinner, 7 p.m. concert.
That sounded so cool with a little reverb and far away off the mic. It was like, yeah, it was awesome. This is rock and roll at its best. Don't miss the Mammals live at the Hoot. They are on the lineup. Michaela Davis, Lau Noah, the Evening Bells, Jay Unger and Molly Mason, the Little Roots, Jeremy Schoenfeld, Story Littleton and Megan Downs, and so much more. Don't miss out. Thanks a lot for being here, friends, and I'll see you Saturday at least.
Awesome. Thanks,
maybe all weekend. It's going to be beautiful, so I'll be hanging out by the ice sculpture for a little while. Looking forward to that. Chainsaws and ice flying everywhere. All the best, guys, and knock them dead.
Thanks, Rick.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show. We'll get right back to some more music right after we check in with some messages from our sponsors.